Been a Carter veteran. What's the word?
How you come put the comment in?
Yeah. Hey, Jay Southside.
Well, he can't even squeeze through that space.
Did you get that part on there, bro? Did you get that? I'm gonna do it.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
With Star, we live tonight. Let's go. I'm tired as fuck. Share this live. Share this live. Somebody coming in. Okay. Hey, cousin. It's Toxic Thursdays. Come on. Sentiments with Star. How y'all doing? We're about to get started.
I'm back.
Oh. Hey, what
I'm
up,
I'm back with part two, y'all. Know the box. Oh. OTF. We got baby Jazzy Faye in this month.
Oh, we can do this in the podcast?
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, we can. I don't know y'all who y'all be thinking y'all be playing with. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Alright, y'all.
Y'all know what we talking about. Y'all know what we talking about. Y'all know what we talking about.
Alright, that's enough.
Alright, come on, y'all. We finna get started.
I gotta share
it. Hey, I wanted to show y'all this. It's called CBD, Just Relax Powder, for your dogs. Y'all see that? You just sprinkle a little bit on their food. Because, you know, you just sprinkle a little bit on their food. They be like, you know how you spray the stuff on the kids, put them to sleep, the melatonin? They got CBD for your dog. Okay? All right,
y'all,
we're
going to go and get started. Y'all grab some questions. So who going first? How y'all doing tonight? Everybody okay? Everybody in good grace?
I'm aiming for it.
Man.
That's the one. I got to see you on the line.
How y'all doing? Y'all know the vibes. Oh, it's bussing.
Do women miss how it used to be? Or do men miss how it used to be when men provided and women cooked and took care of the house? Or do y'all like it being 50-50? Or is it even 50-50?
It ain't 50-50 like that no more.
Like that no more.
It ain't. I don't ever really think it was 50-50.
They say 50-50, but everybody still be trying to say. You feel me? They already want a nigga to spend a bag on them. That's dead. I ain't gonna be with you if you ain't got your own bag.
Yeah.
We do not own the rights to this music. Don't get on that bullshit.
Yeah, I had started, but they blocked me and start over.
For real? Did I do the comment?
I guess that's what happened.
Oh, they block her because
they
blocking me all the time.
Pin that thing. So stay right there. Shit, water. So did y'all hear
Mama's
question, though?
No,
which question stand out to y'all?
I'm the
older
one. I had 2 piece McDonald's and my other one too.
Whoa.
What's the top 3 things women look for in a man?
So what's the top what?
Top 3 things women look for in a man.
I don't know. Where the water at?
They pocket print. They pocket hands print.
And they teeth.
Pocket print, what? Teeth and
jogging pants print.
Jogging pants print.
Huh?
Don't forget, no, we actually look at your shoes first. Then we go back up to the top. Then we go back down.
That's a lie, because I know a lot of bum ass niggas that got home.
And fast, because females be telling me, they be like, they look at my feet, then they look at my smile.
Yeah, a lot of females.
Down, back down. I didn't look at the pockets.
Hey, don't smile if your teeth bent either.
Oh, bro.
Oh, bro.
Make it till you make it. Yeah.
Everybody got their teeth done now.
Inside
just like they've already got.
No.
Outside clock. You ever heard Jake? Also, that's just what I'm feeling like. My dear bag, this is
what else y'all think? The top 3 things that one look for.
Inside pocket, same side.
She gonna look what car he driving.
What car he driving. Okay, what else? Whatever.
That's
she
the truth, though.
She see you.
Oh, the female look at you, what she look at? Like, you feel me? Like at a gas station. You see a shorty at a gas station, she first of all, she gonna look at your car. She gonna look at you when you hop out. She gonna look at your shoes. Sure, she gonna look at your face.
She saw the whip and was like, oh, these niggas look
beautiful. Exactly. She saw the whip, then she looked at our shoes. Then she looked at us, and we both smiled. And then, you feel me?
That's what I'm saying.
Straight up.
She said, y'all twins.
Well,
yeah, yeah, so he said, I'm better. No, I said, that's better.
I don't know about y'all, but not only am I looking at the car, but I'm going to look in the glove compartment and see who registered, who name on registration.
Oh, damn, you ain't playing no game.
Yeah, this a real podcast, bro.
Yes. Like,
they do that.
It better not be a woman name, period. And if on my mama. It be a whole nother person. Niggas be driving in all type of names.
I remember my baby mama said way back in like
2001. Auntie cousin,
I pulled up in the
brother.
Whip, she said.
So if his name not on the registration
card. She said, I knew that was a bitch. That was a bitch 2000. I was in the 2000 family. She said, I knew that was a bitch 2000. Now damn, just be happy I dropped your ass off.
They are pullers.
And why females...
Why y'all always want... What was your question?
Why females always be fake hurt when they be cheating the whole time?
Fake hurt when you cheating the whole time?
Yeah,
oh, God. Ooh, that's a good one. Nah, that's
fake
a good last question.
That's a good one.
You cheating the whole time. Cheating the whole time.
Nah, I'm just talking real shit.
Nah, question is, why every time a female break up with somebody, they want to throw a fucking gangster?
Right.
Oh!
Because TV's get fucking Ray Rice around here.
Hold on, y'all. We going to commercial.
Because TV's get Ray Rice.
You said, what happened when you get into a fight? Somebody broke your PS5.
Nah,
Ray Rice, stay flat screen. Fuck
shout out. I'm trying to figure out why my man pulled
her up.
Why my man pulled
her
up?
You got tired of
doing my pulling her up. Oh, God. I be on the same subject. Pulled her up for what? We ain't talking about that.
We buying right. Shit. We ain't doing buying money.
Oh, but we got it though. I ain't do my edges, y'all.
Well, nobody got no papers. Can I get a lighter and an awesome? You snatched them. Ah! Respect.
Jazzy Faye, where my lighter?
Why women always want to break stuff? What else? Why
females be trying to be, trying to prove like they, like.
You said why women always act like they hurt when they cheating the whole time?
Yeah, that too.
They do be hurt. They hurt because they got to cheat on you.
So why?
What the fuck? I just told you. They be hurt because now they got to cheat on you. Because you cheated on them.
So you hurt
women
because...
cheat for revenge. Men cheat to fucking cheat because y'all fucking stupid.
Men cheat
for what?
For satisfaction.
They cheat because y'all stupid. They got nothing else to do.
What?
Whoa. That's not true.
Right.
Okay, why do men cheat?
Because if you ain't working, you busy, and my shit get hard, I'm not finna play with it.
Oh, God. Yeah, homies.
Men cheat to cheat, women cheat to get back. That's what they said on last episode. Go check it out. Links in the bio.
I mean, but if we take this back to the ancient days, we had 15 wives.
Like, I don't know. Where y'all questions at? Y'all ain't got no questions?
Share this live. Y'all all gonna share my live. Viewers join in. I be seeing like 300 views though afterwards, but y'all can't join in. Is it too late? Do I need to have a different time? Y'all let me know.
Throw a trolls. Post on
Instagram for them to go to the next place. The money wake the world
green.
Hey, I like my jacket.
Who all on here?
Hey, y'all.
On Instagram forever.
They try to take
my Instagram,
but
they took my
spam.
Why do men cheat?
It's some
men on here, y'all tell me.
Satisfaction, I told you.
Why men cheat? Watch me and cheat, Jake. Valentino Floyd.
Jake.
Y'all ass on here. Cornelius Peterson.
Damn.
God damn, whole government. Shit.
Marlon Donovan.
He need his ass beat.
Tell Uncle Mike I said, what's up, blood?
All well, boy.
You say, all well, all well. What's up, DeVario? Hey, Sorrell, Antonio, Lucas. Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? That's the topic. And why they be breaking games and shit.
Yeah, like, why females always gotta feel the need to be, like, aggressive? Like, you feel me?
What y'all be thinking?
Why choose,
shit sweet.
Why choose violence?
Because Malcolm X said... by any means necessary.
Church.
Ain't it, man? Reminiscing about my whole life.
Let me get a lighter.
You said what?
Nobody
wants
to answer why men cheat.
What?
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. He said married women stop fucking when they get married.
Said 90,000.
Oh, he said. Look. Oh. Hmm?
Oh,
we love different. It's it. We love different. Y'all hear that?
I said it was for the female. This says number 7 says why are you fucking gay niggas on
the I know, but look. It say men cheat because married women stop fucking when they get married.
That's fact.
The next,
why do married women cheat? That's the
question. Why? Because the man is cheating.
No. They cheat first.
No. The woman cheat first?
Yes.
Yes.
I cheat
yes.
First. I did not sure. Cheat first.
I cheat the best, though.
Yeah. But I do cheat up. Don't ever get it confirmed.
Because we get it back in blood.
Back in blood for real.
You was chose. Okay, you said, what's the question about the gay niggas?
It said, why y'all be fucking gay niggas on the down
low? Why y'all be fucking gay niggas on the down low?
I can't answer
that. Man, there was a story out here in this town called Indianapolis about that.
Hey, I don't even condone myself in that energy.
I don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about.
It was on the news when that girl got killed for putting that man out. Putting his
out. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Why would a nigga be sincerely respectful?
Keep your bitch ass out of titties. You said what? Look at that shirt and remember, keep your bitch ass out of titties.
This is from
the Bible. She died. She got
tracksuit is coming.
I
said tracksuit is coming. Put your orders in.
Hey, shop. Star Styles Boutique. We got everything you need, men's and women.
We got the music on.
It's a music video.
Dirty-o, smirky-o. Yeah, they love to go.
All right, look.
Shout out to Shauna and Chella for letting me be in their video last week. Turned up in that bitch.
Moving up, 2022, we lit.
Nice. Shout out to Cole Hard, Reese Bow, for letting me be in that video last week. Y'all heard me, I did too.
Shout out to him. Good shirt.
All right, let's run this. Hold on, let's run the question back from last week. Why do men hide your mental health issues and pretend that everything is okay and nothing bothers you?
That's how men, why y'all don't talk about it?
Because if we say one thing to y'all got 99 things to say over the one thing we said. So what's the use of saying this shit?
Because women talk in circles.
So I talk in circles instead of just
point. So how the fuck am I supposed to fit my square inside
of circles?
Women
are from Venus and men are from Mars.
So
but
how
I'm
am I supposed to fit my square inside
of
those circles? It just don't work.
Y'all,
I would not say shit.
The question is, why the man hides our
and then on top of that, I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm supposed to have the shoulders that everything fall on.
You gotta, everything lean on you. You fall, everything falls. So you gotta stand tall and show no emotion.
That's what a man is supposed to do.
Is that what they say?
I got a question.
What?
Why your daddy don't claim you? You know you Jazzy Faye Jr.
Say because men cannot look weak. Hey, Mia. Hey, Misty. Misty say men and women cheat because they don't even know how to be loyal to themselves.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
That's a good
so
one.
When you go to that, now we're talking about
men
principles.
And women cheat because they don't even know how to be loyal to their motherfucking self.
Say it again. That's a fact right there. Who said that?
Misty Jacobs. I was high.
All right now, Misty Jacobs. Go ahead, girl.
Hey, girl. Thanks for joining.
Don't let them fool you. Oh, no.
That's fact, though. Priorities.
Awesome.
What question was it on? Oh, mental health. Why do men have kids and don't take care of them?
Why do men have kids and don't take care of them?
Because y'all lied to us for 3 years, somebody wasn't up. Because you wanted to keep the check flowing. No. Hey, what Eddie Griffin say? Just tell the kid the truth. You was the side bitch. And you went and had a baby trying to get him to leave his wife.
And thought he was gonna leave.
And thought he was gonna leave his wife. Hell no. Just be honest. Tell the baby. I was the side bitch. You was the mistake. But he loved his real family. Your daddy is a good nigga.
Wherever he laid his hat, left home, and when he left, all he left me was a leave, y'all.
Why do
men have kids and they don't
take care of?
Ego. What's
y'all
point on that? And everybody ain't finna say, I take care of my kids. I'm a good motherfucking dad.
Oh. Hold up.
Okay. Well, none of these guys here have kids, except for one. And he gave his answer.
I got a kid on the way.
Ooh.
What?
He must be on the phone. He bullshitting.
That nigga happened. Where your hat at?
Oh, bullshit.
What a test that.
He kept out.
Ew.
Alright, y'all, we're going back on commercial.
He goes to that stuff, ain't you?
She said, stop trying to tell our business.
Well, since we're letting out secrets. That ain't a secret. I'm not letting a secret. I'm not letting
a secret. I'm not letting a
secret.
Not live. Don't do that.
Hey, didn't we tell him we were going to have them in 2022?
Hey, I'm looking at some 2025. I'm busy.
Don't do that online, dude.
Why y'all so materialistic?
Y'all can get my car.
All my money was gone.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like niggas is materialistic. If you go to muscle
get a $20 house.
They get a whole bunch of stuff that is basic and put it together. Niggas be trying
to buy it. Because women.
Because women.
That's just more like that with females.
It's not about the clothes for the women.
It's about
their demeanor, the way they carry themselves.
Yeah, but for the niggas, it's about the brand.
And some of them, it's about the body that they hold. Men. They ain't got no goddamn game, so they go spend all their money on motherfucking clothes and outfits and cars and all this old shit to pull a bitch in. Because they don't know how to talk a bitch down. I done been with a bunch of ballers. We done kicked it all motherfucking night long, and then me, the last nigga on the totem pole, took they bitch home.
Because men can't look weak.
A few times. That's facts. I can hit a motherfucker on this podcast right now. Put them on live. I was called the whole stealing ass nigga for years. For years.
Oh, yeah.
Because them niggas break their neck to goddamn do this and do that and show a bitch what they got, but they ain't got that motherfucking swag. You feel me?
What Dirk
say? They ain't got that motherfucking mouthpiece.
He said he got fly just to get him some coochie.
You mean?
He got fly just to get him some coochie.
On the real, huh?
I be in the
a lot of bitches just want to talk to him the right way.
Okay, I got a question. Why females be having a problem with a polygamous relationship?
Yeah. What's the name? Why they have a problem? Why?
Like, if females say it's disrespectful to ask them,
well, what if they ask?
To ask them what?
To have a polygamous.
Actually, it's not. It's
that's
all in how you act.
I don't feel like it's right.
See, this is y'all generation problem. Y'all don't know how to keep it real from the get-go. Y'all sit up there and make a bitch think y'all all in love and they the only one. Whole time, y'all got one for 7 days of the week. Act like that. If the bitch like you, the bitch like you regardless. She gonna fuck with you regardless. You feel me? If you come at her and let her know, if you let her know off the bat, goddammit, I can only fuck with you from 2 to 4, guess what? That bitch gonna be your hoe from 2 to 4. You hear me? But if you sit up there and play them games like you in love with her and then goddammit, she done gave you her all and she find out for real, now she done turned into goddamn Cindy Stockholm.
Not Cindy Stockholm.
Now your windows busted out, goddammit, they all in your front window and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's life, bro. You got to be real. Don't be scared. This is your fucking life. Live it. Speak your fucking mind. You was thinking it, say it. Be sorry later.
Because I wish all my hoes did get along together.
Don't be that'd sorry. Be, great. Be careful.
This shit real. This shit real. I sat down when I wanted to.
Y'all all team up.
Y'all all team up. Y'all know I got a roster. I'm building it back up. Hey. I got a prep team, a JUCO team, a D1, a D2, a D3.
You gotta pass the B team?
Nah.
Y'all got raps just sitting up here drying out and shit.
I got some more cuz in the chorus. Ooh, that's a mile.
Right here,
cool. Okay, hold up.
Let me see that sheet right there.
I tried to get
pictures of me this year. What's the, what was y'all, like, worst experience with, like, in a relationship? Like, what sign was that? Like, what's y'all worst, like, what sign did you not?
What was your worst experience in relationship? And Leo. What was their sign?
Leo.
Pisces.
Ooh. Pisces. What did a Pisces hey, do to you? What could a Pisces have ever that done to you?
She was living a double life.
I don't remember her saying. Day was probably too young. I don't remember her sign, but what's that girl that jumped the back gate and was sitting on the back porch in our house?
Oh, all the fat bitches with the brown skin sisters that worked at the liquor store. Oh, on my mama.
Hey, we had a barbed wire fence, bro. I swear to God, we had a barbed wire fence. My mama wake up just like she do now, early in the morning. She gets moving around, drinking her coffee, tea and shit. She opened the back door, she can smoke a cigarette. This bitch sitting on my back porch. Talking about where he at, who in there?
Her name was Shine.
I know her last name was Ivy. But yeah, real shit. Like that bitch was nuts so. Nuts so. Like, and the bad part is, she never been to that house before. Like, how the fuck you even know where we live at? We had just moved there, bro.
That ain't for 6 months.
Bro, we had just moved there. Nobody knew where we lived but my daddy. Because he picked me up to take me to work.
What was y'all worst experience in a relationship? What sad was that? Sharing is live. Then she found the house. Shots of Thursday. Sentiments with Star. Episode 4.
Hey.
That was just one. I got about 5.
I done got cut by a Virgo.
Cut by who's a Virgo?
I got hit by a car.
I done got my PS5 broke by a Pisces.
I done got set up by a Leo.
Rest in peace to my homie JB. He got killed by a bitch. Hit him with a car last week.
Yeah.
Leo.
You dead?
Yeah.
I done got cheated on
by a
sad.
Yes. Hold on. Hey. Hold on, Daddy. Hey, rest in peace, A.T. Earlene.
We love you.
Love you. God bless. Hold your head. Family members that care.
Yeah.
Back at it. That was a good moment of silence. We gonna blow the next two for her. Church.
Why wouldn't be ready to kill the whole family because she gone off that dope dick? Michael just talked about that girl.
Shit real.
Where he at?
Shit real.
Why females trying to go fuck with your homie after you?
That's bad dope dick.
Because whole time they was looking at your nigga the whole time.
Whole time your nigga was telling her what you was doing.
Facts. That part.
Facts. Well, motherfuckers on
their
goofy.
Whole
time that nigga been tough. That's why I just said that. Why? After you break up with the bitch, she's trying to contact your family, trying to kick her to the family.
Man, I got a nigga
right now. Today, still been my ex for years, over 8, 9, 10 years. He still keeping with my family, bro.
Oh, God.
Why ain't nobody rolling up?
Give me a better hood, bro.
I don't have no more.
No, I'm saying this. Has, it was there when I opened it. This bitch is there. This ain't no look at this.
I see them comments.
Hey, Leo.
Recent comments. I was just about to go on his soccer recent comment. A couple of fake fucks.
Ain't no new comments. Hey, Kimora. I need my hair braided, girl. So, and it's blue, baby. So. I'm ready when you ready, because I'm ready to take this sew in out.
Hey, Kamara. Mind how many niggas say they been with you?
I need a lighter.
What was the last question, y'all? You got a question? You got a question, Jay? Where y'all questions at? What happened to
I'm just saying it out loud.
What's the what are the three core values in a relationship? Three core values in a relationship.
Communication.
Trust, communication. What else?
Sex.
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all, other than head.
Comprehension.
Comprehension.
Yeah, they go with him. All that understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, all that good shit, all that fall in the same category.
He ain't gonna read that comment for me. Like he just said something.
Trust, communication, and honesty from Kimora.
Oh, that's Kimora.
Get off here.
What she say?
I can't talk to you, bro. I can't comment on your comments.
Accountability, commitment, and trust.
Okay, accountability. Motherfuckers need to be accountable for their motherfucking actions. And for what they ain't doing.
That ain't gonna happen.
It started.
Nowadays, motherfuckers gotta damn near die before they start being real.
Right.
But that goes way back to the very first comment up there, though. Motherfuckers don't know how to be real to themselves.
Yeah.
Gotta be real with yourself first.
Shout out to Missy.
Gotta be real with yourself first.
Toxic Thursdays, every Thursday.
What up?
After 9, between 9 and 12, Black People Tag. Sentiments with Stars. Send y'all questions in. Y'all got some questions y'all want to talk about, some topics. We can get deep on here, y'all, too, for real.
Y'all want to get deep? All right.
Yeah, y'all can ask whatever you want to ask. We're going to talk about it.
What they say when you go?
Okay.
How to be lit. Hey, Nina.
How do you emotionally be there for somebody like that?
Mia said accountability, commitment, trust. Why niggas still show they stacks of money but don't have a crib or a car? I swear they be pulling their money out, bro. Like, for no reason, bro. Your total was $213. What you had to pull out $2,000 for? Mm-hmm. I be like, this nigga want me to send a motherfucker license plate to somebody. Let me stop this play.
Why do girls say they want to sell weed but don't want to get robbed?
You said what?
Why girls say they want to sell weed but don't want to get robbed?
Why girls say they sell weed and don't want to get robbed?
Why niggas? Oh, yeah. Hey, hey. Tyrone. Hey y'all, Marcel. We got some viewers in here tonight. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a man. That girl is dumb.
Why they pull all that stack of money out for nothing all the time?
Because I'm gonna let y'all know who I am, nigga. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing about it. Ain't nobody gonna take nothing.
Whatever, cap.
Nigga, I show you.
He cap!
I'll pull out 10 racks, pay for a $10 meal. I don't care. Yeah, I got it like that.
That is hard. For me, though. Why do you do that? For
me. Like, it's a reminder.
That you gonna have $10 left?
No, it's a reminder.
I feel you long to be left.
Work my way up to an answer now. I'm back to a ball.
Okay. Let me see why y'all gave it.
What if the other woman let go, but he keep trying to ease his way back, saying he missed her, but still messing with the other woman? Whoever's in this question, their name is May at the time, because this is kind of ungrammatically correct, but I'm going to rephrase it. Oh, she pretty much saying, what if the other woman won't let go?
What?
Like, I guess he, I don't know. Like, he messed with another baby mama and she won't leave, like, just leave him alone. Or is he lying, saying, yeah, or is he lying, saying that she be pressuring him, or, you know.
Some of these bitches will fool that. You ain't gonna see it. If you can't come over here to see me, you can't come see your kids.
So what you do? That be the bitter house.
So some niggas would rather go ahead and slap her across the jaw. Slap her across the jaw right quick. Play with the kids, you feel me? And roll out.
Slap her across the jaw.
On the next episode of Six Minutes to Star.
Hey, some of these hoes love throat work.
I'm dead.
Hey,
to finesse they way into a broke bitch pussy. I know that's right. Hey, Monty. Because it's really Monty! How they be. Big homie.
Who does go to?
It really be that big homie money. Yeah, it do. And that was a question, too. It said,
the question said, why do niggas stump with the big homie money like it's theirs?
Because they don't expect to spend it all that night.
Y'all tell my niece happy birthday. Y'all tell my niece happy birthday. She finna be 20 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Bonnie.
Yeah.
Have fun. Have a safe trip.
She be doing too much.
Where them Lexus keys? Oh, don't ask about that.
Girl, you better check that hoe. Man, you've been caking the whole podcast.
She got some questions.
She's been saying shit.
Oh, we need some more questions.
I got you with some bass in your voice, nigga.
What your boo said? Who had the, Who had the,
I'm trying to say, this nigga is good.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. Got you with it, bro.
Calypso. I couldn't even get it outside. Calypso.
They gonna give me some of this Uber money. Hell yeah. I be busting
that nigga. Hey, y'all. And Nina, how you on here? Ain't you
ever? Midwest Hub coming soon. Midwest Hub coming soon.
You got this for me, too. I was already knew I was for the tag as
well. When Jazzy was down there thinking of a beat.
That's what you get charged.
Hey, you look like this. Watch out, bro. Watch out. If you don't get enough money, just grab one,
2,000. What is love language? Do y'all know what love language is?
Yeah. Everybody got a different love language.
I don't know what mine is.
Do you believe in love language? And if so, do you identify your partner? And what is your love language?
It's 11-11, make a wish.
Yeah, I'm lost on now.
What's love language, y'all?
Throat work.
Tell me about it. Throat work.
Oh, God.
Amen.
They made a whole song about it.
Throat baby.
Throat baby. Can somebody play throat baby?
Again, we do not own the rights to this music. We just appreciate all of the grooves and the moves that come with it.
throat work.
What else? What's love language?
I don't have a love language.
Come on, y'all. Somebody Google it. Read the definition of love language.
It's different types of love.
What? Like what? Talk to me.
Physical love. Yeah. It's physical love language.
Yeah, but what's physical love language?
It's like a motherfucker.
Just
that
having
like
sex or whatever.
Like a motherfucker always want to like take up and shit.
Physical love language is cuddling. Physical love language is cuddling. Okay. What's mental love language?
All right, I got you.
Love,
we all give and receive love language in five different ways: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch. These are called love languages.
Love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Look at that, y'all. Love language.
That's what
What's
it
your
said?
Love language? I think out of the
Let's
five,
give some examples.
I'm an 8 on all of them. The fuck?
My love language is reliability.
Now, receiving gifts. Oh, yeah, I fucking receive gifts. That's out of 10, I'm at a 15. I say thank you. I appreciate it.
Words of affirmation.
Letting you know that I care about you all the time and I'm here for you. I does that.
I appreciate it when you do what you do when you do your
girl baby.
I'm trying to I couldn't do this
acts
without you. Safe to say that I could not get work without you.
Oh yeah,
I really love the new outfit. It looks great on me.
And physical touch.
I'm so lucky to be with you.
My, y'all gonna catch a Marvion and Bow Wow touching people with Corona out here.
It impressed me
it's
when you
six
swallowed
love
the whole
languages
thing.
Though.
Hey, y'all listening to this? Love language. It impressed me when you
knowing your
swallowed the whole thing.
When you swallowed the whole thing.
You're doing such a great job. I'm really proud of you.
Did you do me some shit?
Yeah, it's right here. I ain't bullshit.
Oh, that's what you were dreaming.
I can't do this without you. I really love this new outfit. It looks great on you. I'm so lucky to be with you. See, I told y'all, I master all this stuff. Y'all see this list? Love languages. Y'all got to get in tune with your partner. Understand who you with.
You need...
Get in tune with your partner. Understand who you with. Who you with? Get crunk. Who you with? Y'all heard me? No. Supposed to be in tune with your partner. Understand the person that you with.
I feel like people be rushing to get in a relationship. Why can't you just
they don't
lie?
Know how to date.
Yeah, like why can't you just vibe?
Yeah, date. Like just go hang out. Not saying y'all gotta even have sex. Just hang out with the person, be around the person, get to know the person. Y'all don't do that. Y'all be trying to get through, baby.
Nah, that's tough.
You gotta know.
That's facts, though. I gotta
sometimes
see if it's good before I wipe
you.
I'm not cuffing you if it ain't good.
But sometimes, what if you cuff a bitch and you say you ain't before?
Putting myself in a bad situation.
You find out the pussy trash afterwards and you already like it. Be in a fucked up situation.
What is trash pussy?
It's
dry. Maybe it's dry because you don't turn her on.
I don't miss.
Nah, it's this one.
I ain't
never had dry pussy, but it's this one girl that everybody said her pussy really dry.
Sandbox.
Like, that shit really happened.
We call her Sandbox.
I like, I
hey,
really
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I only missed one time because Sandbox.
You heard that? Sandbox?
We call her Sandbox, for real. Like,
oh, you talking about the same person I'm talking about. The
nigga, you forgot. Nigga, Sandbox.
No, saying,
you know who Sandbox is.
A girl out here being called Sandbox.
No, we call her Sandbox.
Your pussy is dry.
That's like Sandbox.
Like Sandbox.
You know Sandbox.
Girl.
You know Sandbox. You know Sandbox.
I'm so glad we have social media back in my day.
Nah, no cap.
That ain't super bad. Social media, I had one head block back in the day.
Sandbox, nigga. The beach. Michigan City. Doom Hills, nigga. Right. Why everybody want to be
there? Do you know the true meaning of intimacy, or is there no meaning? Is that just what a person requires?
What's
the true meaning of intimacy?
That's a lot of
nobody knows.
That's a lot of different levels to intimacy.
You got mental intimacy, sexual intimacy.
Do y'all lie about y'all body count?
Yes. 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 I'm gonna tell you the truth later on, but when you first meet me,
it depends, bro. You forgot to say to a girl.
No, I did not say it has to be.
Yes.
Y'all not see y'all homies about y'all body count? Y'all not see y'all homies about y'all body count?
No.
What are you drinking?
Nothing to do with nothing.
But see, when you tell them that, but they go looking for the names, bro.
What you say?
What I say? You said five, and I said when they get to asking for like, when they be like, who? I was like, now you're asking too much.
No, when they was saying how many bikes,
like, what we'll tell them?
Five.
Right.
What we'll tell
them?
Five.
When we'll
five, y'all just
say five.
Like, if a girl asks
you
how many bikes,
I'm
like,
that's the number, y'all. Five.
Five.
Y'all got that? Five.
Let me get everybody on here some free game. When a female tell you how many bodies she got, multiply it by three and divide by two.
He said multiply by three and then divide by two. And then minus 20.
No, add 20. Add 20
times that by 50.
Yep.
He's fantastic.
I'm talking about the female and
underwear.
Hey, hey, That's all you need to know. I don't know. I'm from
y'all
the West Side of Chicago.
I'm from the West Side of Chicago.
It was more than 50 before I turned that thing. 25.
Sorry, Toxic Thursdays. Every Thursday is
Black. Shit, I had a high 50 before I was 25. I don't know what the fuck, y'all.
Hey.
It is what it is, goddamn.
I was,
Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Do y'all believe in marriage?
Yes.
I'm married.
Everybody want to in here
wanna
get married. You want to get
married?
Married.
I love
Chase, you want to get married?
Yeah, I feel like I got.
You don't believe in marriage?
I don't believe in that shit because I ain't got time to be carrying on the next motherfucker problem. You feel what I'm saying?
You don't want to carry on. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I've done the wrong before.
One, two,
she cheated on me.
Man, you're a baby mama. We got somebody looking for a baby mama, y'all. We got somebody looking for a motherfucking baby mama. Y'all hear that?
Hey, no, no, I got like, hey.
If you want to be a baby mama, send me a DM.
I got a question. Do y'all pick out y'all baby mamas?
Nope.
You do?
Yeah.
Kids.
I mean, I picked my last
one. You want kids?
Yeah, I picked my wife. I sat in jail 8 months eating nothing but protein. Oatmeal and peanut butter. I told her what I was going to do. I came dead home, knocked her ass up in 30 days, 40 days. Nah, it was about 90 days. She was good and swole. But yeah, I picked her. And she was never pregnant before or none of that shit. I put two in it. Back to back.
Oh my God.
Do y'all think we gonna end it with this question, y'all?
I can't, bro.
Do y'all think it's more bad pussy or bad dick?
Well, I ain't never had no dick, so I don't know about no bad dick and all that.
I'm saying, let me rephrase the question then. Do you think that women run into men that don't pleasure them well, or do you think men run into women?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of these niggas be going out bad.
Yeah, these niggas be going out bad.
A lot of these niggas be going out bad.
See how you can make the question seem different?
Yeah.
I know a lot of niggas that got 3 a.m. pussy.
What is that?
Last call for alcohol.
Last call for alcohol.
So they drunk?
No, shit. Hey, motherfucker don't want to go in the house and pleasure themselves, so they gonna call that little...
Whoever gonna be available.
That Draco looking bitch.
Not the dog. Shout out to the dog back there.
Hey, they call that Draco looking bitch. They gonna park in the alley on the next block, come up the side street, jump the gate, and hit the basement window. Facts.
Who the fuck? I'm dead.
Facts. How you think all these ugly hoes got 6 kids and no baby daddy?
Everybody
I'm just saying. All these ugly hoes got 6 kids, no baby daddy in sight. How that happen? Because they 3 a.m. pussy.
If you 3 a.m. pussy, raise your hand. If you 3 a.m.
Like, it's a lot of 3 a.m. hoes that'll bust a lot.
All the females skip that one, though.
For real. It's a lot of these hoes that'll bust a lot of niggas out.
Not
on that 3 a.m. lick.
I was making a sound.
Nigga, 3 a.m. will never leave. Cause the only thing worse than that is going out and buying some pussy.
Nah,
That's facts.
You might as well hit Cicero or whatever the script is out here and go and purchase you a prostitute.
For the second and fourth.
That's the next thing past 3 in the morning.
For the second and fourth.
That's the next thing past 3 in the morning, pussy. You definitely don't want to get caught buying no pussy, right? You don't want to get caught no 3 in the morning pussy either, do you?
Which one
was? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. He paid for it.
Last thing. Is taking her on a date considered paying for pussy?
No.
Alright, in the cross pass on that. Y'all,
I feel like a date comes with it.
Spending money, period, comes with fucking with me. So you take it how you want to take it. Ladies, it's not for sale. It's just how the world's supposed to go. Don't let no man not do nothing for you. Be fucking
and
with
y'all
him.
Start getting tricked by these rappers. That shit $40.
Boy, what's $40? What's $20?
Throw work.
Good night. Love y'all. Next week, tune in. Sentiments with Star. Toxic Thursdays, and we out.
Yay.
High 50 if you